Activist Betty Friedan said no girl child born today should responsibly be brought up to be a housewife.
Right.
You knew her.
I did.
But you also, of course, I think were closer to Gloria Steinem.
Yes, I'm still very close to Gloria.
Talk to us about Gloria Steinem. She is an American feminist icon, journalist, social political activist. Those of you who are interested in her, you can Google her and find out. She was the founder of New York Magazine in the 60s and developed a movie on Playboy in 1985, an investigative report of how the women of Playboy were treated. I can go on and on about her. But you became friends with her. Was that back in your California days?
No, I met her after I'd moved here, and I was asked to join the board of the Ms. Foundation for Women. Gloria founded the Ms. Magazine, and Ms. Magazine helped set up the Ms. Foundation for Women, which is a very successful foundation for women. And I was asked to join their board in the 80s. Gloria actually called with the invitation. And so when I met her, we just clicked and became friends. And I know much more of the private Gloria than I do the public Gloria. She's very witty and very kind and absolutely, totally dedicated to helping the world understand the value of women and making sure there's gender equity in the lives and work of women everywhere. She works on it every day.
Did you help her in any? She actively campaigned for the Equal Rights Amendment. Were you involved in any of that?
I was involved in that a bit, not totally.
And she also founded or co-founded groups like the Women's Action Alliance,
right,
the Coalition of Labor Union Women, the Women's Media Center, and Choice USA.
Women's Political Caucus, lots of different things. She's just a whirling dervish. And she's 75 now and hasn't slowed down a bit.
Big age difference here. You're
I'm 63 and she's 75,
right.
Yeah. Gloria was married at our house in rural Adair County when she married very late in life.
Interesting story again about your physical condition here. You had a physical setback as you were chief. You needed a kidney transplant.
I did, yeah.
And who gave you a kidney?
My brother Don gave me a kidney. Gloria found my doctor in Boston. He was a transplant surgeon that had helped her friend get a transplant. I kept getting sicker and didn't like the people I was seeing, so she said, you need to go see this guy. A very prominent sort of grandfather of kidney transplantation, and so she called him and I went down there. When I had my transplant, she came down. When I was treated for lymphoma, she came down and brought bright red things to decorate my room and called doctors and convinced me I needed to see people from the Harvard Mind-Body Institute, and she would sometimes just sit with me when I was sick. I remember eating Hershey Kisses and watching Helen Mirren movies with her. We had a big thing of Hershey Kisses. She doesn't eat sugar, and I don't eat much sugar, but we did that day.
So in your relatively young life here,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if in 4 or 5 major health issues that you've had in your life.
Right.
Still active and moving ahead, and you're to be admired, not just that you're a female leader, but yet you've overcome those issues as you progressed.
Right.
And I guess you've explained it earlier. You're able to mentally
absolutely. It's all in perspective. It's all in perspective. It's just a matter of, I feel so blessed to be alive, genuinely. And it's kind of a cliche, but I feel so happy, so fortunate to be alive that I'm not going to complain about challenges that I have because I'm here and able to enjoy life. It's just a matter of the way you think about it.
Your nation, the Cherokee Nation.
Right.
And do you see a future? Have you visioned them 25, 50 years from now? What you see for them? Is it vastly different from what it is now? Or any comment on that?
I think that when I think of the Cherokee Nation, I don't think of the government necessarily or the structures or the institutions, but I think of the people. And my thought is that if Cherokee people have survived such unspeakable tragedy over and over and over again throughout history, and they've managed to pick themselves up and keep moving forward and keep their vision fixed on the future, then I think future generations will do that. A simpler way of saying that is if you want to see our future, look at our past. If we survived all that and we're still standing, and 2009 will be different 25 or 50 years from now. We're different than we were 25 or 50 years ago, but we'll still be here.
Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For this time. This
You're
was
welcome.
Very good.